Please be seated. Thinking about the future, the people were afraid. "We have always been together. We must always be together," they thought. So out of their fear, they built a city. "Let us be great. Let us make a name. Let us be strong," they said to each other. "Let us build a tower so that we will never be apart." And out of their pride, they built a tower. After God had confused their language and scattered them, humbling their pride and forcing them to confront their fear, the people were indeed confused and afraid. But slowly, they learned what it meant to understand and to listen. There were new ways of talking, new methods of communication, gestures and questions, and "Can you say that again?" The confusion never really went away, and neither did the pride. But now there was something else there too, something different and new. Thousands of years later, the descendants of those people were crowded together in the street, attempting to conduct their business. They did not always understand one another, having come from all across the world, and so the gestures and the questions and the "Can you say that again?" were swirling through the throng. And then, suddenly, out into the street poured a group of Galileans speaking words the crowd could understand, their own languages, inflections, their own dialects. The Galileans looked wild, which was helped along by the flames resting on their heads. "What is this?" the people said to one another, for some sentiments are translatable across languages. "Are they drunk? What is happening?" But then one of the Galileans stood and proclaimed that it was the Spirit of God working in them, not wine. "The Spirit of God was being poured out upon all flesh," he said. "Children would prophesy. There would be visions and dreams. This was the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth sent by God after Jesus of Nazareth, who some in the crowd had heard rumors of, had been raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. Some of the crowd were baptized that very day, so moved were they by the testimony they encountered. Others went home to consider what they had witnessed, but all who were there carried the story with them to their own places, in their own tongues, confused and humbled and excited and aware of something new." I love Pentecost. I love any reason to have a party, and I think the Holy Spirit is an excellent reason. I love the cacophony of voices that we just heard, reading the gospel together in different languages. Great job, by the way. The celebration of diversity, linguistic and otherwise, that this feast calls us to. The reminder of the gift of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. I love being reminded again and again, and on Pentecost in an especially flamboyant way, of the message we've been hearing in John's gospel for the last few weeks, that we are not alone, that God abides with us and in us, that God has sent the Holy Spirit to abide with us forever. In moments of grief and turmoil, this reminder is my great faith and hope. I love Pentecost. And this year, I am especially grateful for the way our readings invite us to recognize the holy diversity and difference that exist within our oneness in God. The story of Babel is especially convicting. Seeking sameness from a place of fear, or vaunting our own pride that we know best, that we can play God, will most likely lead us back to the thing we feared in the first place. The towers we build to shore up our power will only ever crumble. Instead, God seems to say, get used to being a little confused. Get used to being humbled. The world is so much richer that way. What else exists beyond what we know, beyond what we have learned so far? What new ways might God reveal God's self to us, or in us, or through us? Rather than being offered a singular way of being a Christian, a singular language to speak, a my way or the highway duality, Pentecost is for me a reminder that the Spirit comes in many languages, that people young and old of all different kinds receive the Spirit and live out God's call. Those differences are part of the beauty of the world that God has made through Christ and to which God sent the Holy Spirit. Or, put it this way, there is one way we are called to, and that is the way of Jesus. And one language we are invited to use, and that language is God's love. But our paths down that way are many. And the inflections and gestures and dialects of that language each have their own flavor. Think of the communion of saints whose witnesses we share, who have gone before us on their many different paths that lead in the same direction. Think of the people sitting next to you, or those whose example you have turned to for inspiration. We who are many are yet one body. This being the first weekend in June, the beginning of Pride Month, it is especially delightful to reflect on the ways that God exists beyond the limits that we may try to set, and calls all people to walk in love. Turning to the lives witnessed example of LGBTQ+ siblings in Christ is one way the church can continue to seek wholeness in God, lifting up the voices that have been erased and adding new harmonies to the song. And today, this particular Pentecost, we add two more to this beautiful and complicated and colorful family with the baptisms of Keegan and Madeline. In baptism, they will be buried with Christ in his death. By it, they will share in his resurrection, and through it, they will be reborn by the Holy Spirit, poured out once again, like at that very first Pentecost. They will be marked as Christ's own forever, joining their stories with ours in the body of Christ. Keegan and Madeline will bring new inflections, new dialects, new gestures of faith with them, and each will make our shared life stronger. We, parents, godparents, and family members, and all of us gathered here today, are to support them in their life of faith in Christ, wherever it may take them. We do not know what the world will hold. We do not know where we might be scattered. Fear and pride remain with us. Again and again, we are told to build cities and towers in their honor, and we see the devastating rewards such towers reap. But we, along with Keegan and Madeline, are called to follow a different way. As we go forth today, I pray that we are humbled by the grace present in this place, wonderfully confused and excited by the enormity of God's power and love that resides in and with each of us. I pray that we live fully into our different paths towards our shared unity and wholeness in God. And any time the Holy Spirit calls you to a new language, a new gesture, a new way of understanding the world, I pray that you stop and listen. Who knows what you will find? Amen.